This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I got the video streaming in the studio. It's my studio. It's so pretty. But I don't know if it's a good idea, okay? Because one is, I can't really look at the computer, and this is kind of hard. It's like walking, talking, chewing gum at the same time. I also need to hide my snack. Okay, don't tell anybody this, but see, I got donut. Oh my gosh, yeah, okay. No, nobody's supposed to see that, and I am supposed to show everybody the fruit. So you got a fruit cup, okay, and I have iced tea. I'm not drinking soda pop, I'm drinking iced tea. Alright, so I gotta do a show here on video. I wonder how that's gonna go. I don't have a lot of makeup on. Oh, my roots, Lord have mercy. You know what I'm gonna do? This is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to shut the video off just temporarily because I realized I didn't wax my upper lip, and you guys could see all this. And I'm trying to, you know, look all sexy and, I don't know, Elle McPherson-like, so this isn't going to work. But I'm going to shut the video off, and I'm going to go to my show. There we go. Okay. Whew. Boy, video streaming in the studio, that's a tough one. That is tough. I think it's a great idea, but I don't think you guys want to see me. I mean, if I was a good-looking, you know, radio host, then maybe. I mean, if I actually, you know, showed you something pretty fascinating in my studio. But right now, it's just me, my donut, my water bottle, and my reading glasses. See, I had my reading glasses, and I didn't keep them on, so you guys couldn't see that. But anyway, let's get to the news here. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, two Florida gyms have had to close down temporarily because four people got infected with Legionnaires. Legionnaires, we've been hearing about a little, you know, spurt in Las Vegas. We had an issue with a New York precinct. And then now officials in Florida are investigating two L.A. fitness health clubs. So we're going to talk about that. Remember that story of that boy with the quote-unquote dry drowning, which was actually secondary drowning? Well, a Colorado dad who was following the news decided to take his boy in, and his boy's life was saved because he had listened to the news. So we're going to talk about what happened in this case. There's a lot of concern about pregnancy and autism and where in the pregnancy could possibly things go wrong, making the child eventually autistic. And one theory out there is if moms get the flu or have a fever while they're pregnant, that might raise the risk of autism in their child. I don't know how much I agree with that one because one of our family members has four children on the autism spectrum. I don't think she got a fever four times. But it could be another, cause. So they're going to be entertaining that. You know, those of us that like to travel overseas, there's some rules about driving that you might need to know. And we're going to review those. Speaking of driving, SUV headlights have been rated, and apparently the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety rates only two of the 37 midsize SUV headlights as actually good. So that's not good, especially since we need light. I noticed that when we had an SUV, I was like, I'm not seeing very much distance in front of me. What's wrong? Might be the lights. Now, ambulances, they say, are so 2016, I should say. Yeah, we're in 2017. No. Because what they may do is have flying drones that can actually send help when a person has sudden cardiac arrest, administering the electric shock. We're talking about drones coming out to help save us. That's pretty, pretty cool. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know what? This boy gets some sort of super good Christmas present. A young boy is hailed as a hero after he saved his grandfather from drowning in a pool early Saturday morning. He's only 11 years old, this kid. Noah Humphrey, he likes hanging out with his grandfather, and they like hanging out in the backyard pool. But at 9 a.m., as Noah was kind of, you know, trying to get a tan and hanging out next to the pool, he saw his 57-year-old grandfather try to stand up but couldn't. What ended up happening is that he became unresponsive and he suffered from a stroke. He fell underwater and he couldn't get back up. So Noah immediately called 911. He waved out first responders, and so they knew how to get to the house, and Noah had saved his grandfather's life. He said, well, I have a lot of experience because he falls a lot because his legs aren't stable, and I usually always know what to do. This isn't the first time he had to save his grandfather. So his family said he was impressed that Noah was able to stay calm. He goes, I needed to know what was going to happen, and I needed to know he was going to be okay. This has been reported by Fox 61, as well as Fox News. You know, I can't tell you how many times we hear where the grandkid or the little, you know, I don't know if a four-year-old's a toddler, but these three, four-year-olds end up saving mom's or dad's life. You know, when I was, when my kids were younger, I made sure they knew how to call 911. I would do these drills where I would fake fall. They had to find my phone in my pocket, right? If we didn't have a landline available, call 911 with that phone or hit the emergency dial. And, you know, and we went through these drills. And, you know, these little kids, they, you know, don't underestimate them. Yeah, I think we really, really baby our youth these days, and we go, oh, you know, let's not talk to them about those subjects. We shouldn't talk to them about stroke. We shouldn't, whatever. I think our kids at 3, 4, 5 years old will shock us at how much they know and how much they can do. Remember the olden days? They would be sitting there, you know, milking cows and handling farm equipment. All right? Kids are pretty resilient. I understand maybe your 1.5-year-old might not know what they're doing. But teach a 3-year-old to call 911. Teach a 4-year-old. What's very interesting is many of them do follow directions. So I'd rather the kid call 911 and get help than sit there and turn on Elmo. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
DOC DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you have cardiac arrest, who do you want to come and save you? An ambulance or a drone? Well, I guess these drones are going to be not only so involved in our grocery shopping and in our, you know, national defense, but I guess they're going to be also involved in our healthcare. They say, according to this article from the LA Times, all right, with cardiac arrest, we've talked about this. Cardiac arrest is different from a heart attack. Heart attack is where you lose blood supply to a part of the heart. And so that part of the muscle gets, quote unquote, attacked. That part of the muscle may not be able to conduct electricity. And if you cannot conduct electricity throughout the heart, Then you go into cardiac arrest. So cardiac arrest is when you lose the electrical pulse to make the heart pump. Heart attack is where part of the heart doesn't get blood flow. You could live through a heart attack, and sometimes you may not, depending on what that muscle does with the electricity. So you see the difference there? So cardiac arrest is bad. And usually what we need to do is we need to re-jolt the heart. Sometimes we could do it by pumping on the chest through CPR. Sometimes that could stimulate the electrical pulse within the muscle fibers. And it could also help, recirculate some oxygen, oxygenated blood for you. But many times when it comes to cardiac arrest, we need to give you a jolt, okay? And so the sooner this happens, the better. They say when a patient is shocked within 1 minute of collapse, the chance of survival is in their nearly 90%. But if it takes 10 minutes to finally get your shock, the odds of survival fall below 5%. So if you ever have cardiac arrest, the best place to do that would be in a mall or a church or an airport or school that has an AED, an automated external defibrillator. These are very user-friendly. They show you very easily where to put the pads. Then you say clear, you push the button, and it gives you a jolt. If the victim is unlucky, there's no AED around. Even though we still urge CPR, some people don't administer CPR. They don't administer it correctly. So it looks like the key, especially with cardiac arrest, is we need an electrical shock, and we need it now. So how do we do that? Well, very interesting. They say the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, has a team of doctors and nurses that built a bright yellow drone capable of delivering an AED to a patient in need. The drone in question weighs about 12.5 pounds and uses 8 rotors to achieve speeds of up to 47 miles an hour. They say once a pilot programs its route and destination, the drone uses a GPS system, autopilot software, and a high-definition camera to get there. Fluorescent paint and LED lights help make it easy for people to find. So it's interesting that they make it yellow. See, I would think they would make it red, you know, like an ambulance, but I think yellow is a better color for that. So they say members of the research team had previously used geographical information system data to estimate whether there would be any advantage to putting AEDs on drones. Their model suggested that a drone would arrive faster than an ambulance 93% of the time, saving patients an average of 19 minutes. So an AED is going to be strapped to this drone. Then somebody waving the drone down, not that the drone needs you to wave because they have GPS, grabs the drone, grabs the AED, hopefully doesn't throw the drone on the ground and step on it because the drone has to go back to saving other people's lives. Now they have an AED that they could go and take to the patient. So, they say they've gone a step further and dispatched an actual drone from a fire station about 45 miles north of Stockholm to 18 locations where people suffer cardiac arrest away from a hospital between 2006 and 2014. So what they did is, these weren't active heart attacks, what they did is they recreated the transport. The times for the test flights were compared to the ambulance times recorded in the Swedish Registry for Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation. And as predicted, the drones beat the ambulances very easily. According to a report published Tuesday, in all 18 cases, the drone arrived more quickly than the ambulance had. So, how long did it take? They say the time it took for the drone to be dispatched, launched, to get to the site of the cardiac arrest ranged from anywhere from 1 minute 15 seconds to a high of 11 minutes 51 seconds. Ambulances took an average of 5 minutes to 38 minutes. Somebody said, well, wait a second, that 11-minute drone, that was a lot slower than the 5-minute ambulance. You have to compare the 5-minute ambulance to the 1-minute drone and the 38-minute transport to the 11-minute drone. They say for the drones, the median time from dispatch to arrival was 5 minutes, 21 seconds. For ambulances, it was 22 minutes. So the drones saved 16 minutes, 39 seconds. That could equate to thousands upon thousands of lives a day saved. So they say saving 16 minutes is likely to be clinically important. Now, remember, the drones Okay? And, you know, they don't have to deal with traffic. They don't have to deal with somebody going, wait a second, I need to use my turn signal. Nobody's stopping. I have the alarm on. Honk. I got to slow down. The drones don't have to do that. They can fly. You know? And remember, though, you know, the weather was good. If the weather isn't good, that could be an issue for a drone. But the American Heart Association estimates that in 2016, more than 350,000 people in the U.S. went into cardiac arrest away from the hospital. 350,000 people had cardiac arrest at home, school, shopping mall, wherever. Only 12% of them survived long enough to be treated in the hospital and then released, which means we lost the majority of them. That's not good. So use drones to bring medical equipment is, I think, absolutely brilliant. You could do this now for EpiPens, although I don't think I would want to wait 5 minutes without breathing. You wouldn't want to wait 5 minutes, period. But, you know, if there are these centers where you have, because, again, you don't need a lot of real estate. So if emergency responders have, let's say, centers, right, every, you know, mile or two, radius, let's say, and so they could just dispatch a drone that's sitting there on a rooftop, This could be fascinating. This could be huge. And whoever invests in the drone company, whoever invests in the software, they're going to make a lot of money. I wish I thought of this. That was not so much for the money. It's just that this is such a cool idea. You know, and that AEDs are expensive, though. Drones are expensive. So I don't know how long that's going to, how practical it may be, but I think it's brilliant. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, if you make your vegetables, if you name them seductively, vegetables will be more appealing, according to a research team at Stanford. A team at Stanford tried it out on students at the university cafeteria and found that veggie sales went up, I believe, by about 25%. Now, they didn't make the name super, super sexy, but basically what they did was they added, let's say, indulgent labels. So sizzling beans, dynamite beets, twisted citrus glazed carrots. And they found that when those labels were used, they saw an increase of 25%. If there was wholesome or healthy labels, it was a turnoff. So the experiment took place over the autumn academic term, and each day a vegetable dish was labeled up in one of four ways. Basic, which was just carrots, healthy restrictive, carrots with sugar-free citrus dressing, health positive, smart choice, vitamin C citrus carrots, or indulgent, twisted citrus glazed carrots. And the vegetables were either corn, carrot, green beans, sweet potato, and they rotated, so there was enough variety. Each day, the scientists counted how many of the 600 or so diners selected the vegetable dish, and at the end of the mealtime. So I guess dynamite chili and tangy lime-seasoned beets was a huge success. Twisted garlic, ginger, butternut, squash wedges, that also was a hit. And you're like, wait, it's just squash. Now, but then they call it twisted garlic ginger. There was something with that. That's the other two. People like to eat twisted food. Like, those Twizzlers? People like twisted food. French fries that are twisted on each other? I don't know what it is. It's the texture. It's the fact that it's a funny shape. I don't know. But people really like certain shape. If you made carrots a bunch of little triangles, I bet a lot of people would eat them. Yeah, people like triangles. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sal. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lisa G. writes, I disagree with you regarding the pharmacist story. Pharmacists have one job, to dispense medicine. This is in response to yesterday's show where we talked about how, I guess, a pharmacist is, being attacked or being, I believe he's being sued by a family as well as the ACLU because the 13-year-old patient was going to be put on an IUD by her doctor, needed cervical ripening medicine to kind of soften the cervix so the doctor could insert the IUD, and she had also needed another medication for pain, etc., and the pharmacist filled the pain prescription but did not want to give her the cervical ripening agent, and he had said you need to go to another pharmacy. And I believe this was Walgreens, and Walgreens has a protocol where if a pharmacist is uncomfortable due to their beliefs of, you know, administering a type of medication, that they could refer them to another employee. So he referred them to another Walmart or a Walgreens pharmacy, and he's now in a heap of trouble. Maybe he was supposed to refer to somebody within the, pharmacy, even though he's probably the only pharmacist on site, not so much another location. So it got national attention. And so here's Lisa saying she disagrees with me. Where I stood on that is I think everybody has a right, especially in the healthcare field, or just in any field, you know, that if you have a belief and you have a strong religious conviction, that you are allowed in this great country of ours to be able to, practice that belief and keep, as long as it's not hurting other people. Some people have beliefs that involve hurting other people, and no, that's not okay. But, you know, if somebody has a religious restriction, you know, they should be, there should be accommodation for that. So when he didn't want to give a 13-year-old a cervical ripening medication, I think it would have been proper for him to, you know, refer them to another pharmacist. Now, if he just didn't go somewhere else, yeah, that's a problem. But, to find, for example, you know, if I don't want to perform abortions, okay, and I don't know how to perform abortions, and I don't want to perform abortion because I just don't, I just don't think I can do it. Right, it's my job as a medical provider, if somebody's, having a medical condition or medical issue, to get them to a person who could administer medical care. So, when people would ask me and they would come in, and I would say, you're pregnant, they go, well, I want to abort the baby, I would refer them to a gynecologist who could possibly, give them better resources. So, we live in this type of country that allows us to, that doesn't force us to perform acts that we may not be comfortable with. You know, there were a lot of people in my class who were pro-choice, but they did not want to learn how to perform an abortion. They thought, they couldn't go through seeing a live fetus aborted, and that's their prerogative. It doesn't matter where they stand politically or whether they have religious issues or not. You know, you really can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to. And so, however, pharmacists, what we have to realize is they don't have just one job, to dispense medicine. Okay, pharmacists can be sued. They have malpractice liability. If they give you the wrong medicine, if you have an adverse event with that medication, they could be sued. And so I've started to see pharmacists, which have been kind of to my chagrin, if I can use that word, start to debate with my patient the medication I prescribe. Like I told you with that, that diabetes medication. My patient was starting to have kidney issues. I wanted them off one medication and moved them to another that was more kidney friendly. The pharmacist didn't have any knowledge of that. He just didn't like the medicine I prescribed and said, nah, stay on what you're on. She's over-medicated. And the patient's like, I never went off the medication. Meanwhile, the kidneys are getting worse. And I'm like, okay, what the heck happened? And the pharmacist denied he ever did that. But, there's a big trend of pharmacists getting sued. So pharmacists feel like they need to take it on themselves with their knowledge base, and they have a lot, to make recommendations to patients. And many of you will go to your pharmacist and talk to your pharmacist more than you talk to your medical provider. Your pharmacist spends more time with you. Your pharmacist is friendlier. Your pharmacist never looks rushed. Your pharmacist is extremely knowledgeable about the medications, and at sometimes they are more knowledgeable than the physician because of their pharmacology training. So if you have a pharmacist that then says, I think I'm going to pass on this, all right, you need to keep in mind that they have liability. There's a lot of other things involved. They are not supposed to be pens dispensers, okay? A pharmacist is not a pens dispenser. If you wanted a pens dispenser, there would be, and there will be, unfortunately, machines. where you put in your prescription. There's a barcode, and then the barcode tells the machine to dispense, kind of like a candy machine, a Z-Pak. Let's say you need your Viagra. You bring up your barcode, the machine will scan the barcode, and then boom, down drops a Viagra. So, or a Viagra prescription. Okay, no, that's not what we need pharmacists for. Pharmacists know pharmacists tell the doctors what we don't know when it comes to the pharmacology of the medication. And if a medication could react, or if somebody could have an adverse event, etc. When I had patients that had eczema near the eye, remember I told you that family doctors are not supposed to write steroids for inside the eye. It's just something we only see the ophthalmologist do. Even though we can, we could write whatever we want. God forbid somebody has a herpes infection of the eye. We don't like to give steroids in the eye because it could cause an adverse event and possibly blindness. But what if somebody has a condition around the eye that requires a steroid? You can't prescribe regular steroid creams around the eye. So what I was taught is to take a steroid eye drop, apply a little bit to the finger, and put that on the lid or around the eye that's inflamed. And if, you know, it works, it's less caustic to the eye if anything accidentally gets in than the actual steroid cream that you get over the counter in the pharmacy. So I would do that for some of my patients that had an allergic blepharitis, and it would work amazing. And I remember the pharmacist would go, wait a second, this is a steroid eye drop, but you're saying to put it on the lid? I said, yeah, he has an eczema of the eyelid. We apply it to the lid so it doesn't go into the eye. And, oh, that's a great idea. Uh-oh. And so, you know, these pharmacists have been, you know, phenomenal in terms of, you know, double-checking and making sure it's not a mistake. But human error does happen, and malpractice cases happen. I guess in 2009, a Santa Barbara resident, Charles Stevens, was prescribed Lomotil, or Lomotil, which is an anti-diarrhea medicine. He went to a CVS pharmacy on Upper State Street, and the pharmacist gave him a warfarin, which is a blood thinner. Stevens was already on a blood thinner and unfortunately went into massive bleeding. Now, we don't know how the Lomotil was mixed up with a blood thinner, but apparently there are tons of pharmacy malpractice suits reporting wrong prescriptions, wrong dosages. So these pharmacists want to be 100% behind that bottle or that prescription that they give you. And because a pharmacist could get sued, he has every right to decline something that he's a little concerned about from his own professional standpoint. Now, mind you, we don't want patients not getting their medications because pharmacists are scared to dispense them, which is why if there are some of these, you know, medication or treatment regimens that may be non-traditional, physicians may want to have the medications there on site so they could dispense them themselves. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say headlights of cars are making incremental improvements, but unfortunately continue to lag acceptable standards. Even though they look very sexy, they're more sleek, there's new technology, and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reported today that only 2 of the U.S. auto industry's 37 mid-sized sports utility vehicles offer headlight packages that have quote-unquote good performance. Safety advocates warn that poor headlight performance, including incorrectly aimed beams, excessive glare, this not only endangers motorists, but also pedestrians. Now, the IIHS, which is the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, has been gradually testing hundreds of models sold in the U.S., concluded that 11 models offer poor headlights, 12 fall in the marginal category, 12 are acceptable. The organization ranked 2017 models based on the best available headlight package in each vehicle. By comparison, 12 of the 21 small SUV models tested by IIHS in 2016 delivered poor performance, and only 4 were acceptable. So something is improving. We're moving in the right direction, but they're still coming up short. According to IIHS senior research engineer Matt Brumbello, he says manufacturers are responding and some of the quick fixes have already taken place. So the two models ranked the best are the Volvo XC50, the Hyundai Santa Fe, but the poor performers were the Infiniti QX60, the Lincoln MKC, the Lincoln MKX, Dodge Journey, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, GMC Terrain, Hyundai Santa Fe Sport, Jeep Wrangler. Yeah, see, we have a Jeep Wrangler. Kia Sorento and Toyota 4Runner. Some automakers are offering new lights that swivel with the curvature of the road, but they aren't necessarily better than the stationary headlights. For example, they say there's an optional curve adaptive low beam light on the Volvo XC60. It provides right side visibility of 315 feet on, let's say, a freeway, while the Kia Sorento's curve adaptive low beam lights provide visibility of 148 feet. All right, so when you're looking at that, you're like, okay, well, they all sound good to me. Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, we really underestimate all the creativity and all the planning that have to go into our vehicle. I just put on the lights, I step on the gas, and I just, you know, peel out of my neighborhood, which is not smart. Okay, and I don't really mean to peel, you know. I mean, when I'm late for work, I need to flee. And sometimes when I go into work, it's still dark outside. And you know, if my lights don't seem to be strong enough, I just throw on the brights. I really think they do need to step things up. We have a Jeep Wrangler. We also had an Explorer at one point, and nah, I didn't like the lights at all. So DOT and NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, are welcoming the data and research, and so everybody seems to be patting everybody on the back. Good. Just everybody get your app together, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. So doctors removed 28 pounds of feces from a man born with a rare condition. It was a bowel condition that left him constipated since birth, and this occurred in China. They say the patient who underwent the surgical procedure to relieve his enlarged bowel suffers from Hirschsprung's disease. It took doctors 3 hours to remove what they believe could have been years of feces backed up in the colon. Something like that could unfortunately also put somebody at risk for colon cancer. Now, the patient is unnamed, but he's 22 years old and has 33 inches of his enlarged bowel removed by surgeons at 10th People Hospital of Shanghai. Doctor said the man looked like he was 9 months pregnant, and because of the painful enlargement and the feces buildup. I'm looking right now at a picture of the doctor holding the colon. It looks like a very, very heavy, it looks like a four-year-old. That's the size of this colon. This is crazy stuff. Medical experts think he was constipated for years, and he looked like he was about to explode. The patient said he always suffered from constipation, used laxatives, but those only offered brief relief. So he went to the hospital so doctors could relieve him of his symptoms. Tests conducted determined the man had months, even years worth of feces inside a portion of his colon. Now, Hirschsprung's disease is rare, and it affects usually babies and young children, so we usually start seeing this younger. The nerves that control the movement of the bowel for the feces to move, I guess, are missing from a section at the end of the bowel. So you can't dump out the stool. This could cause severe constipation, could lead to serious bowel infection called enterocolitis. And, you know, usually we notice something when the baby's born. You know, if they have issues stooling, then we could diagnose Hirschsprung's. Many times we do surgery. What we do is we remove the bad bowel, reconnect so that the bowel that has functioning nerves can help, with the mass movements. Sometimes we see Hirschsprung and Down syndrome children. It's not an easy one. I just can't believe that this guy went on to live till he was 22. And it's interesting because, you know, we we take for granted our poops. I just said we took for granted our headlights on our SUVs. When it comes to our poops, you know, I used to make fun of my grandparents because they would really time the poops. They would talk about their poops. They would, you know, say, no, you know, we need to make sure there's a bathroom here, or if I eat this, I need to make sure I go to the bathroom, and then we could start our day. And I'm like, Lord have mercy, don't you have anything else going on in your life? And now I am the exact same way. I'm like, okay, now wait a second, I need to make sure that before we go on a trip or before we go on a hike, I get my poop out of the way. And I go, we can't leave. Yeah, like Disneyland. You know, we're in Disneyland. I was like, there's no way I want to be stuck on the park having to go to the bathroom because I can't poop in a public bathroom. I just can't. I don't know what it is. There's too much noise. You know, I tighten up. I just can't go in a public bathroom. And so, you know, it's a choreography that needs to come into play. And I suggest people don't get overly obsessive about their bowels, but I would also suggest not overlook it. You know how obesity sneaks up on us, and we just start gaining weight, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, and then we have to be obsessive about our calories? Start being a little, I should say, concerned. We don't have to use the word obsessive, but aware of your calories early on. Just like start being aware of your bowel health early on. If you haven't pooped in 2 days, all right, I want you to step up some fiber. Okay? If you are constipated, drink some more water. Okay, you know, make sure you get some more bran. Sometimes, you know, many of us are trying to do low carbs, then we can't poop. A piece of bread helps you poop. All right, that's just something that it just works. And so for those of you that, you know, underestimate and think that your body is on autopilot, it's not. Another big thing that, you know, when you deal with constipation is you gotta avoid cheese. Cheese is so gummy, and it's so constipating, and it's scary what it does with the bowel. And you have a lot of processed food that also messes things up. Remember, one reason why we get constipated is because our body needs to figure out what it needs from your food before it lets it out. Okay, the colon's job is not just to help you poop. The colon's job is to absorb water. The colon's job is to make sure that anything the small intestine missed, it could slow down transit so that the small intestine can make sure it digests the food right, that it's still passing through it, okay? And so the timing of it is very crucial. Why we tell you to drink a lot of water is if you drink plenty of water, then the bowel doesn't really need to sit there and hold on to the stool that long, and then you can pass it. So anyway, point taken, it's a trick. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.